Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 24th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Leveraging a genetic proxy to investigate the effects of lifelong cardiac sodium channel blockade. This study identified a specific Finnish-enriched SCN5A missense variant, T220I, that acts as a natural lifelong cardiac sodium channel blockade. Researchers found this genetic variant significantly impacts cardiac arrhythmias, associated mortality, and electrocardiogram phenotypes. The observational study encompassed over 1 million individuals across three large cohorts. These findings demonstrate a genetic proxy's role in influencing cardiac electrical activity and associated clinical outcomes. Article number 2. Global proteoform alterations across multiple cellular compartments underlie obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. This research demonstrated that global proteoform alterations across multiple cellular compartments underlie obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. The study established that contributions beyond the sarcomere are significant to the heterogeneity of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy phenotypes. Top-down proteomics was identified as a powerful method for analyzing proteoforms, revealing their crucial role in disease mechanisms. These findings advance the understanding of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy beyond traditional sarcomeric views. Article number 3. Global proteoform alterations across multiple cellular compartments underlie obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. This research demonstrated that global proteoform alterations across multiple cellular compartments underlie obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. The study established that contributions beyond the sarcomere are significant to the heterogeneity of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy phenotypes. Top-down proteomics was identified as a powerful method for analyzing proteoforms, revealing their crucial role in disease mechanisms. These findings advance the understanding of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy beyond traditional sarcomeric views. Article number 4. Effectiveness of high-dose influenza vaccine against hospitalizations in older adults, Flunity HD, an individual-level pooled analysis. This individual-level pooled analysis, Flunity HD, integrated data from two large-scale trials conducted in Denmark and Spain, enhancing generalizability. The study determined the relative vaccine effectiveness of high-dose inactivated influenza vaccine compared to standard-dose inactivated influenza vaccine against severe clinical outcomes in older adults. This comprehensive assessment provided important comparative information on influenza vaccine efficacy for hospitalizations in this vulnerable population. The pooled analysis yielded a robust assessment of vaccine performance in older adults. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.